So the gospel today presents to us different types of characters in the story of salvation and redemption. The first types of characters that we see are the leaders and the accusers who were so full of their own self-justification. As we have seen too in our own human history, those who are in power have no problem of finding a scapegoat for their problems and to silence those who oppose them. They think that they are the only ones who are right because they are holier and more perfect by condemning others to look at their need instead of looking at their need for salvation. The second group is the standing crowd, including the unrepentant thief. Those who stood to witness everything, either through silence or by joining the herd, had condemned the king of the universe too. Then we see the repentant thief, to which our holy tradition gave us a name, Saint Dismas. He is venerated by the church from the beginning of time because of his sincere repentance and his genuine conversion. He chose to trust the king of the universe than to simply be silent and be with the rest of the crowd. And last of all, we see Jesus Christ, the king who had nothing in earthly powers. However, he chose to take everything that people gave to him. He was stripped of everything, even his own clothes. No more dignity, nor more power, no more influence, nothing of any humanistic value except for his love. Everything was stripped away except for his love. The Savior of the world endured everything for our sake. He allowed himself not to go through an easy death, but through a shameful death, so that we can understand that our Lord loves us so much that he was willing to go to the extreme humility to embrace our sinfulness, to live like us in all things, to suffer like us in all things, even to the point of shedding his blood for us. My brothers and sisters, this is to remind us that our salvation did not come cheap. It was paid for by the cruel inflictions and humiliated death of the Savior. We were redeemed by the King of the universe, who has all the power to do anything, yet he chose to die for us out of love. From this episode, from this gospel reading, we can reflect to see and ask ourselves this honest question: which characters are we? Which characters are we in this episode in light of Christ's ultimate act of love? Are we the people who are still living with our own self-pities, worrying about what we do not have and comparing ourselves constantly with the people around us who seem to have it all? Are we full of our self-righteousness that we only care about condemning other people around us and condemning their mistakes and even willing to hurt other people as to take away the focus of our petty and miserable lives? I've read this week on Facebook from one of the local pastors who shared on his Facebook post, and I quote, "Most people are miserable in life because of one person or one thing, until we realize that one thing or that one person is often ourselves." We are often the cause of our own miseries. Therefore, it's important for us to rise above our own self-pities, to turn to Christ Jesus, and to learn how to love what had been given to us out of grace instead of simply standing by, living our lives that we like filled with self-hatred and condemnatory judgment toward others because we dislike who we are. We too shouldn't be like the unrepentant thief who was still full of himself, full of bitterness and despair, even until the last moment of his life. The time to change isn't sometime in the future. The time to change is now. St. Angela Merici, Deathbed Counsel, reminds us, and I quote, "Whatever you wish at your dying bed to have time and health, that do now while you can. Don't wait. Don't wait to make our spiritual life better. Don't wait until something happened to change. Don't wait until Jesus give us a sign. Don't wait for anybody else. Change today. Seek Jesus. Love Jesus. Give yourself and myself to Jesus." The repentant thief, St. Dismas, repented and was granted paradise that day on the cross. Jesus looked beyond what this man had done and saw his genuine conversion, his genuine repentance. The thief stole the kingdom by stealing the heart of the king and asked for something outrageous, and it's what's given to him. He literally got the grandest prize, and he doesn't even have to steal, literally. He just asked with sincerity, and it was given to him. There was no more need for hustling and bustling for materialistic good, just genuine love, and the kingdom of God was granted to him for eternity. Jesus is forgiving if we just turn to him. He was willing to be stripped off of everything so that his love for us is the only thing that was shown on the cross. And our love for him is the only thing that is required of us. He desires humility because he humbled himself, just as we have heard in the second reading today. He wants to be genuine because he allowed himself to be stripped off of all earthly goods or riches so that nothing resembles royalty. He seeks conversion of heart because Jesus Christ still forgives sins today as he did on that cross for those who want, for those who search for him. My brothers and sisters, I don't know about you, but I am a sinner. I know that I sin every day, sometimes twice or three times a day. I sin a lot, and I have to come to Jesus a lot and saying, "Lord, you know that I love you, Lord, but you also know that I have failed to love you. I only ask that you forgive me." Many people live their whole lives having so much, but never thought that they have enough because they're not happy. They have allowed themselves to think that their whole lives is to be dictated by the more attitude, more of this, more of that, hence allowing themselves to always be downcast by their own unhappiness. Jesus Christ had very, very little. He was known and lived with a poor man's jobs at the carpenter. But Jesus had everything. Therefore, our Savior reminded us that his kingdom and his kingship is not of this earth qualities or desires. It is based on the quantity of one's love, genuine conversion, and desire of simplicity. The eternal lover only wants to give himself, wants to give that are humble, transparent, and intimate from us to him and he to us. One of the great advice that I have received from my spiritual director, and I would like to share with you now. He told me, Do not let people pull you into their storms, but bring people to the peace of Christ Jesus. Think about that. We have the ability not to let people pull us into their storms, but to simply say, I don't have the answer to your problem, but I want to give you Jesus. Pull them to Jesus Christ and allow His love to change them. So I end my homily today by asking you, which characters are you in this story? And which one would you like to be? And I'll end with what Archbishop Fulton Sheen, in a few more weeks, he will be a blessed. And he said, Jesus had no servant, yet they called him master. He has no degree, yet they call him teacher. Had no medicine, yet they called him healer. Had no army, yet kings feared him. He committed no crime, yet they crucified him. He was buried in the tomb, yet he lives today. He won no military battles, yet he conquered the world. It is truly our honor to serve such a leader who loves us. I would rather live as if God exists and die to find out that He does not, than to live as if there is no God and to die to find out He does. Because life is but a moment in the realm of all eternity, and I would rather live with Him in paradise than burn in hell forever.